together as missionaries into nursing homes. And we just love nursing home people. We love the people of God. We love those that are searching, that don't know Jesus yet. And we just want to spread the good news.
Yes.
We're not here to entertain you, although I'm sure you'll get your buckets full because we're going to be singing the old gospel songs and encouraging one another in our faith. Because that's what's important, is that we get our buckets full of the Lord Jesus so that we can share his love with others. I gave my heart to Jesus when I was 33. He visited me in a motel room in Fairfax, Virginia, and he said, "Mickey, remember when you did this? Remember when you did that?" I said, "Oh, yes, Father, I do. I remember." And when he got all that sin out in the open, he said, "My son Jesus paid for all of that on the cross. Will you receive my son?" I said, "Yes, Lord, thank you for forgiving me of my sin. Come into my heart, fill me with your spirit, and help me to tell others the good news." And I've been doing that now for 45 years. And Buck became a Christian, a born-again Christian at 43. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord and to share his love?
Come on, everybody.
Maybe here.
we've all been young. Most of us is old now. But I know where I'm going when I leave this world. How about y'all?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus made it very plain. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me.
That's right.
Now, you know what? Everybody can understand that, can't they?
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but what?
Have everlasting life.
So I want to tell you today, our hope is on Jesus Christ and nothing else this world can offer.
That's right.
And because he lives, you and I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
We have a promise from God's word that things are going to get better for the believers in Christ.
That's right.
A new heaven, new earth, new body. All the promises. The Bible says there's a reservation in heaven waiting on us. So you don't have to check and see if you're there or getting there. There's a reservation waiting for you and me.
Amen.
That have been born again.
Amen.
I want to encourage you today to not be discouraged. I want to encourage you today, don't lose faith.
No.
The Lord knows where you and me are. And he said, I'll be with you even to the end of the age.
Amen.
So in our loneliest time, we are not alone.
No, we're not.
And God is saying to his people today, all of you and me that believe, look up, your Redeemer draweth nigh. He could come back for us today. And I know that this old world, time's running out for it.
Amen.
Because it gets more sinful every day, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
But we're not part of the world. We're in the world, but we're not part of the world.
That's right.
And God wants you to know, if you lean on him, listen to me today, if you lean on him, he'll be all the strength that you need to make it through the pearly gates.
That's right.
Can I hear a big amen out there?
Amen.
Oh, let's say it again.
Amen.
That's the promise we have.
Amen.
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
And we're going to live eternally because he lives.
By the way, Nikki and I love you. It's good to be back here after 2 years. Thank God he brought us through the COVID, didn't he?
Yes.
God sent his son.
God sent his son.
They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive.
Yes, he did.
He lived and died. By my pardon
and yours,
an empty grave is there to prove my Savior
lives.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, and you can too. He lives. All fear is gone.
Kick it out the window.
Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth
the living just because we live.
How sweet to hold.
Sometimes we don't tell the truth, do we? Sometimes we don't tell the truth, do we? But this right here,
that is the truth.
This right here is all truth.
Amen.
And I want to tell you that God loves you and He wants you to know the truth, don't He? He wants you to know that He's a present help in time of trouble.
Amen.
We know that we're living in troubled times. But we know that we have someone that we can go to in troubled times.
That's right. Amen.
I want you to be encouraged with these words that when we trust in Jesus, we're going to make it all the way home.
That's right.
I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy trip home.
No.
I'm not going to say it's going to be a bed of roses. But I'm going to say this, when we see Jesus face to face, when we see the things that God has prepared for those that love Him.
Amen.
When we see that heavenly mansion, when we see that city, when we see a place where everybody loves each other, and we know we're not living in a world where people love each other, we know that. Yeah. But we do know that God does send us friends.
Yeah.
We know that the body of Christ, we're praying for each other. But we're not home yet. So why did my wife drive from Indian Meadows near Lorona, West Virginia, Pipestown? Why did we come across the mountain and come down the mountain today and come up this mountain to see you? It's to strengthen you in your faith, because without faith, we have nothing. Everybody believes in something, but not everybody believes in what's most important.
That's right.
And the most important thing is that we get our heart right with God, and we pray every day, and we try to do the best we can to let our light shine for Jesus.
That's right.
And we'll have good days and we'll have bad days. I understand that. Sometimes some of my hardest days is just trying to be a Christian. You get around people that make fun of you. They get around people that don't want to hear what you've got to say. And you know what? If you're saved, you've got a lot to say.
You do.
Because we've all sinned, haven't we?
Yes.
But you know what? Jesus came to forgive those sins.
Amen.
And I'm thankful today that I'm forgiven.
Me
too. Do you know that you're forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't work for it. You can't buy it.
No.
You just got to believe that Jesus is the one that the Father sent to save us from our sin.
That's right.
And only He, when He died on that cross, and shed His blood, that was the forgiveness for the sins of the whole world. And the good news is, they put Him in a grave, and on the third day an angel came and rolled that stone away.
Amen.
Now Jesus has defeated death. You ask me if I'm going to die? No. I'm going to fall asleep in the Lord, and I'm going to wake up in His arms.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, yes. You got something you want to say here?
Yeah. Paul tells the Romans exactly that, that those who believe and have given their hearts to the Lord Jesus, he says what's going to happen. He says, and if Christ be in you, is Jesus in you? If
yes.
You ask Him into your heart, He is, by His Spirit. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We have the righteousness of Jesus Christ in us, and by His Spirit, we have been born again. And He says this, and if Christ be in you, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So we have that promise that we are going to be with the Lord forever, and we're going to receive new bodies, aren't we? It's wonderful that we have the truth. We have the Bible to stand on, so that when the fear comes, the fear of death, the fear of rejection, we can turn to the Word and say, I'm safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you're safe today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as I told you when we first started, that the Lord came into my heart when I was 33. And I've been telling people all about His love for me for 45 years. And I know those of you that are born again, you've been praying for others to come to know Jesus and be born again, so that they too might have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. On the way here, we heard a song, and it said, a room full of stories. Buck and I today are in a room full of stories of what Jesus has done. I know if we had time to listen to each of you that's born again, you would tell us how the Lord Jesus opened your eyes to the truth, your need for a Savior, and that Jesus was your Savior, Helper, Lord, and the one who will bring you and us safely home. Isn't it wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. There's a song that says, Standing on the Promises. Let's continue to do that.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through the righteous man whose praise us bring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen. We want to thank you for letting us be with you today. And we pray we've been a blessing. We want to close with a song today that says, "How great thou art."
Amen.
Our God is a great God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he's going to continue to be great in our life if we look to him. Amen.
Amen.
Be sure to get a newsletter. We've got a few things to give out to you today after the service. Lord willing, we'll see you next month. We'll be up here for 5 months. And thank God that finally that we can come back and be with our friends here in Hillsdale.
Yes.
So God bless your heart. Keep us in your prayers, and we'll pray for you. And before you know it, we'll all be home, right?
Right.
Before you know it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing this wonderful song together.
Yeah. God you need. I'll praise how I
say, save me, Lord. I believe you can. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now, we've got some CDs that we'll be happy to give you if you've got a CD player. And we got a newsletter and a calendar. Want you to get one of them so you can pray for us. And we have a few other things that we're going to give you. Thank you again for letting us be with you. I appreciate you. And, you know, I was raised up not too far from here, a little town called Alderson. Anybody know where that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not far
from well, here. What I used to do is skip school and come down to the tunnel, me and some other boys, and we'd hitchhike from Alderson to Talkit, and then we'd hitchhike back. And then one day, Mama caught me skipping school. And she wore my britches out with a switch. And so I didn't do that no more. But all this area just means a lot to me. I'm 78 years old now, and to be able to come back and minister in these hills is so precious to me. I love Jesus, and I love you. So we're going to play a little song. Why don't we get the song that says, I've got Jesus on my mind.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you all.